there's one seat for the driver.
如果坐在驾驶座上面的人啊，是一个有经验的一个开车者。
If the one sitting in the driver's seat is an experienced driver,
那肯定整个旅途啊会非常的愉快，非常的畅顺。
And the whole journey would be very smooth.
如果不会开车的人或者是很危险的人坐在上面。
If someone who does not know how to drive or someone dangerous is driving,
会发生交通的意外。
And there may be traffic accidents.
一个国家也是一样。
Same thing with the country.
如果那个总统或者是国王做得好。
If the president or the king is a good king,
他坐在他的位置上面。
He sits on his place.
那整个国家就很太平。
And then the whole country will be peaceful.
如果一些有野心的或者是不好的政客坐在权力的位置上面。
If someone who is evil is sitting on the throne,
肯定这个国家的人民啊就要受苦了。
Then the whole citizen will have to suffer.
国家就不会有太平。
And the country will not have peace.
那属灵的那个世界就是看不见的。
The spiritual realm is something we can't see.
但是圣经常常会启示给我们。
But the Bible will show us revelations.
在启示录里面有讲到有关于将来末后要发生的事情。
In the book of Revelations, it talks about the things that will happen in the future.
在写完七封书信给七个教会之后，
After writing seven letters to seven churches,
圣灵就启示约翰看到到底谁在属灵的宝座上面。
The Holy Spirit gave revelation to John to see who is sitting on the throne.
我们看启示录的第四章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
启示录的第四章第一节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 1.
此后我观看见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
Verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking to me, saying, Come up there here, and I will show you things which must take place after this.
此后就是当七封书信写完之后。
After these things is referring to after he wrote the seven letters.
这圣灵写给七个教会的。
The seven letters Holy Spirit wrote to the churches.
这个事情之后呢，约翰呢被带领看到一个属灵的异象。
So after this, John saw a vision.
这里他看见什么呢？
What did he see?
他看见天上的门开了。
He saw a door open in heaven.
这个门呢是挡住两个世界的一个东西。
A door is something that obstructs you.
像外面风大雪大。
Like at the outside, there may be snowstorm.
门关起来就感觉不到。
When you close the door, you cannot feel it.
但是一打开门，你就看到外面的世界。
But once you open the door, you can see the world outside.
这里明显要讲到两个世界。
Here, there's two worlds, two environments.
约翰那个时候被放逐在拔摩海岛上面。
Here, Elder John was placed in an island.
他可以说是被隔绝的。
He can be said to be isolated.
但是灵里面神要启示他另外一个世界的东西。
But in the spiritual realm, God wants to give revelation to him.
但是这个有个门挡住。
But now there's a door that is blocking him.
如果这个门不打开，
if this door cannot be opened,
约翰是看不见的。
Then John cannot see.
如果我们有在座有学过游泳的话，会感觉到水里的世界就跟陆地的世界就不太一样。
If any one of us have know how to swim, we know that the world in the water is different from the world here.
尤其是如果学过潜水的话。
Especially those who have learned diving.
我的好同工啊，美国的 Raymond 传道啊，他有来过好几次，他就常常跟我说，哇，潜水啊多好玩。
My fellow coworker preacher Raymond said diving is very fun.
他当传道之前啊，有学过潜水。
Before becoming a preacher, he learned diving.
他跟我形容啊，水底的世界啊，你在路上的世界没有办法想象。
He said that the world in under the ocean is different than the world up here.
水底下很漂亮。
It is very beautiful in the water.
有很多海鲜呢。
There are many
当然，我们一常想要吃的，一想说潜水就是要吃啊，吃海鲜啊。其实他们真正玩潜水的人不是为了要吃海鲜。
There are many sea creatures, very delicious to eat.
所以啊，我们从来没有潜过水啊，不会喜欢潜水，也不会有这个对这个有什么向往。
So for us who have never dived, we never had this thought.
但是你进去过那个世界啊，水底的世界，你就知道哇，那好漂亮。所以很多人呢，潜过一次之后，他一直要学。
But once we have entered into the world, we may want to go. Go again because it's so interesting.
那不同的世界。
Because it's a different world.
同样的，我们今天活在物质的、肉体的世界。
Likewise, today we live in this physical world.
说实在，有时候我不晓得大家感不感觉到，活在世上啊，其实蛮多烦恼的。
I wonder if anyone can feel that there's a lot of worries in this world.
很多琐碎的事情。
很
多很 trivial 的很 trivial 的 matter.
There are many trivial matters.
很多很烦恼的东西。
Many things to worry about.
还有呢，每天呢做一样的事情。
And you repeat the same task every day.
到底人生呢？活在世上什么目的？
And we ask ourselves, what is the meaning in living in this world?
就好像我们都在地面上。
We are just like on land.
但是我们是神的儿女。
But we are the children of God.
今天神给我们另外一个层次的生活。
Now God has given us another level in living.
是个属灵的层次的生活。
This level is a spiritual level.
让我们来教会。
We come to church.
我们亲近神。
We draw close to God.
就像进到灵里面一样。
Just like entering to the spiritual realm.
我们被圣灵充满。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit.
唱诗心中喜乐。
And to be singing hymns.
我们就好像去到另外一个层次一样。
Just like going on to another level.
主啊，都常常打开这个门。
The Lord will open this door.
愿意我们进入这个属灵的世界。
He welcomes us to enter into this world.
今天我们进入这个属灵的世界其实也很有限。
And once when we enter into this spiritual world, there is a limit.
但是如果今天有弟兄姐妹啊，神给他显现一些异象。
But if God allows people to see visions,
一些异梦，
dreams,
他们都会很感动啊。
And they will be very touched.
因为他们进到灵界里面。
Because they have entered into the spiritual realm.
看到一点点属灵的荣耀。
They have seen a little spiritual glory.
就已经不得了，已经很快乐，很喜乐。
So they are very joyous.
所以这个天上的门打开了。
So this heavenly door opened.
好像有吹号的声音。
And a trumpet.
那个声音就跟他讲。
And it spoke to him,
你要上来了。
Saying, come up here.
为什么要上来？
Why should he come up?
你一直在下面，你是看不见属灵的美的。
Because when we are always down here, we cannot see the beauty in the spiritual realm.
如果我们的心一直在世界的忙碌，
when our heart is always in the toils of this world,
没有提升我们的层次，
and we cannot raise our level,
那我们没有办法了解更多属灵的奥秘，
and we cannot understand the mystery in the spiritual realm.
我们看那个我们哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3,
第一节
verse 1.
哥罗西书的三章一节。
Colossians 3, verse 1.
三章一节。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Verse 1. If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God.
第二，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
To set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
保罗这里勉励哥罗西的信徒。
Here Paul encourages the members in Colossia.
如果你真的与基督一同复活。
If you are truly raised with Christ.
我们有没有与基督一同复活呢？
Are we truly raised with Christ?
没有错，我们与主一同，我们在受洗的那一刻，从水里面上来，在灵里面就是与主复活。
Indeed, after we have been baptized, we are raised with Christ.
但是是属灵生命的开始。
And this is the beginning of our spiritual life.
保罗说，如果你真正与基督一同复活。
But here Paul says, if we are truly raised with Christ,
你整天所想的，你会想很多天上的事。
Then, what we think about in our daily life will be about things above.
因为你知道你在这个世界是很暂时的。
Because we know that on this world, we are very, our life is temporary.
世界的生活，无论是丰富或是简单，都是会过去。
Either our life is abundant or in poverty, it will pass away.
多有成就也不能带走了。
Even though you are very successful, you cannot take that.
最重要的是上面的事有没有你的份啊？
Most importantly is the things above.
上面的事就是属灵的事。
Which are the spiritual realm.
你自己的灵性。
Your own spirituality.
在神面前。
Before God.
还有你家人的灵性。
And the spirituality of your family.
教会的圣工。
The church work.
真理的奥秘。
The mystery of the truth.
这个就是上面的事。
These are the things above.
所以今天圣灵直接跟约翰说：“你要上来。”
So now here the Holy Spirit said to John, "Come up here."
我知道这样以后必成的事只是你看。
Now I will show you things which must take place after this.
看回来启示录的第四章第二节。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 4.
二节。
Verse 2.
四章二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
我就立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上。又有一位坐在宝座上。
Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, the throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
这里他马上看到什么？
Immediately, what did he see?
约翰马上看到一个宝座。
He saw a throne.
安置在天上。
Set in heaven.
这句话很宝贵啊。
This is a very precious.
约翰在灵里面第一件看见的是神的宝座。
In the spirit, the first thing John saw was the throne of God.
还有有人坐有一个坐在宝座上的。
And there was someone sitting on the throne.
就是神。
That is God.
为什么神要给他看到这一点？
Why did God want to let him see this?
因为我们来到神面前，最重要的就是要看到神，还有看到神掌权。神在掌权呢。God reign.
When we come before the throne, you have to see God and his reign.
今天有很多人来到神的面前，他们不是找神。
Many people who come before God may not seek after God.
或是他们的注意力不是放在神的身上。
Or their focus is not put on God.
他们觉得去教会很好。
They think that going to church is good.
为什么很好？
Why is it good?
因为这边的人很好。
Because people here are nice.
我去教会很开心。
I feel very happy going to church.
所以我就喜欢去教会了。
That's why I like to go to church.
或是教会有很多活动。
Oh, there are many events in the church.
可以打发我很多的时间。
And that I can,
我就喜欢去教会了。
I like to go to church.
或是这个教会盖得很漂亮。
Or the church is very beautiful.
但是这样子不是神要我们看的。
But this is not what God wants us to see.
一个人如果来到神面前。
If a person comes before God,
如果他的眼睛是在人的身上,
if his eye is set on the people,
他迟早会离开神,
then he will,
迟早的问题了。譬如说,
for example,
现在人对你很好, 你很喜欢来教会。
People treat you nicely, you come to church.
这个教会很有爱心。
There's a lot of love.
但是哪一天人对你不好呢?
But one day, if people do not treat you nicely,
哪一天你跟人之间有发生什么问题呢?
If something happens between, people.
哪一天人让你软弱了，让你跌倒呢？
If someone weakened you and let you fall,
你还会来教会吗？
Will you still come to church?
如果你一开始来教会是觉得说，哦，因为人对我很好。
If initially your intention coming to church is because people treat you nicely,
你看不到神的宝座。
And you cannot see the throne of God.
那迟早我们可能会离开神。
Then,
sooner or later,
you will leave.
但是神告诉约翰，你要看的就是只有一样而已。
But here, God wants John to see one thing.
我们知道，其实看灵界的意象，约翰里面看了很多啊，有二十四个长老，有四活物啊，有彩虹啊，有打雷了，有宝石啊，很多东西看。
We know that, in the spirit, John saw many things: the four living creatures, the elders.
那个都是次要的，不是最重要。
Those things are not the most important.
最重要的，你要看到神。
The most important is to see God.
最重要的是看到神坐在宝座上面。
The most important is to see God sitting on the throne.
那这个宝座代表什么呢?
What does the throne represent?
那这个宝座就是王掌权的一个地方啊。
This throne is a place where the king has authority.
这个国家是什么国家呢?
What kind of a kingdom is this?
这个国家就是神的国。
This kingdom is the kingdom of God.
这神掌权的地方。
A place where God reigns.
就是教会。
Which is the church.
这是神的真教会。
Which is the true church of God.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to book of Matthew.
12章。
Matthew chapter 12,
28节
12 verse 28.
马太福音十二章二十八节
Matthew 12, 28.
马太福音十二章二十八节
Matthew 12, 28.
我若靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的果临到你们了。
But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you.
主耶稣说，什么叫神的果？
So here Jesus said, what is the kingdom of God?
神的果就是神掌权的地方。
It is a place where God reigns.
本来人的心呢是被魔鬼控制。
Initially, people's hearts are controlled by Satan.
但是如果主耶稣来了，
but now Jesus came.
他可以把鬼赶出去。
He can cast out the demon.
主耶稣的圣灵住进去里面。
And His Spirit dwells within you.
那神的国就进去里面了。
Then His kingdom has come into you.
这个就是神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
还有神的国呢，在人的心里。
And there is a kingdom of God in man's heart.
我们看路加福音十七章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 17.
十七章的二十一节
17:21
路加十七章二十一节
Luke 17:21
人也不得说看啊在这里看啊在哪里因为神的果就在你们心里
21 Nor will they say see here or see there for indeed the kingdom of God is within you
所以神的果在哪里
So where is the kingdom of God
神的果就在你心里
It is within you
所以主的宝座在哪里
So where is the throne of God?
主的宝座就在你心里。
The throne of God is within you.
如果加起来，把所有的信主的人的心加在一起来，就是教会了。
And if you add all these the members' heart, you have the church.
所以主耶稣的宝座就是真教会。
So the throne of God is the true church.
就是每一个人的内心。
And it is the heart of all members.
那主耶稣呢,
And God wants to reign in our heart.
他就要坐在宝座上面。
And he wants to sit on the throne.
那这个观念很重要。
This is a very important concept.
这个观念就是说神坐在宝座上面。
This concept is God sits on the throne.
那真教会也跟一般的世俗的教会很不一样。
The true church is different from any secular churches.
有一次有一个牧道者走进我们教会。
Once there is a truth seeker coming to a church.
其实不止一次, 我去过世界各地很多地方, 有好几次, 牧道者进来就问一个问题。
And there are many places where I go, and truth seeker always ask this question.
他们说你们教会的带领者在哪里?
They ask, who is the founder of your church?
或者是你们教会的创办人在哪里?
Or who created this church?
他们很有兴趣知道, 因为每一个教派有人创办。
They're very interested because every denomination has a founder.
或者是每一个组织里面, 团体里面有一个最高的领导。
Or every organization has a leader.
比如说天主教, 他们有教皇。
Just like the Catholic Church, they have the Pope.
那个就是你看得见的, 哇, 没, 这个要选举的, 然后他们弄出来的最, 最高的领导人。
That is someone you can see when they elect you can see the Pope.
但是他们那问牧道者问, 到底你们教会领导, 最高的领导, 或者是创办人在哪里?
So when truth seekers ask, who is your founder?
我们都回答说没有。
We always reply, we have none.
我们最高的领导就是主耶稣。
Our founder, our leader is Lord Jesus Christ.
这是真理。
And this is truth.
也是圣灵建立这个教会。
Because the Spirit has founded this church.
从不强调哪一个人。
There is no person.
我们也不会强调说教会里面没有缺了哪一个人不行的。 没有这回事。
We also do not say that in this church, we cannot have somebody.
Somebody is an indispensable. Huh?
Oh, somebody is indispensable.
有人觉得说, 哇, 这个人很重要。
We do not say this person is so important.
这个人啊, 很有恩赐。
This person is very gifted.
哇, 这个人啊, 很会做圣工。
This person can do holy
哎呀,
work.
没有他不行啊, 教会没有他不行啊。
If we do not have him, our church is...
没有的, 在真教会里面, 没有说缺了谁不行的。
In the true Jesus church, we cannot say people are indispensable.
因为这是圣经的观点, 只有宝座上面只有一个人。
Because in the throne, there is one
就是神,
person, which is God.
其他人都是次要的, 可以替换的。
All the other people are can be replaced.
可以上的, 可以下来, 可以被神用, 也可以被神不用。
They can be used by God or not. 那, and
这个观念如果我们在侍奉时候, 把它确立起来,
if we have this concept during our service,
或者是我们信仰当中确定起来,
or our faith can be
很重要。
This is very important.
我们仔细看看啊, 扫罗王跟大卫王的, 他们两个王的最大的不同在哪里?
When we see King Saul and, Saul and David, what is the difference between them?
当然我们可以讲很多。
We can see a lot.
啊, 一个骄傲, 一个谦卑, 一个悔改, 一个没悔改, 啊,
one is proud, one is humble, one repents, one does not.
但是最重要, 关键一点在哪里? 他们不一样在哪里?
But what is the one most important point?
扫罗王啊, 在他当了王之后,
King Saul, after he became king, he really thought he was the king.
So,
what did he do?
我喜欢, 我不喜欢的,
whatever he liked or disliked,
所以他一直强调,
he emphasized on himself as being the king.
没人可以侵犯我, 没人可以挑战我,
nobody can challenge me.
我也不会改的,
and I will not change.
但是大卫的不一样在哪里?
But what is the difference in David?
大卫虽然他当了有以色列的王,
even though David became the king of Israel,
但是在他心里面啊, 从来没有把自己真的是当王,
but in his heart, he never thought of himself as a king.
他的心里面啊, 一直强调一点, 就是神是我的王。
In his heart, he always emphasized that God is my king.
我做什么事情, 大小事情, 不能不问神。
Whatever I do, big or small, I need to ask God.
我做什么事情啊, 不能超过神的道理。
Whatever I do, I cannot be out of the boundary of the truth.
就是我是王, 我做错了, 先知责备我, 马上要悔改, 因为神是王。
Whatever I do, if the prophet rebuke me, I have to listen.
这个就是大卫跟扫罗的不一样。
This is the difference between King Saul and David.
所以今天谁坐在你的宝座上面?
So today, who is sitting on their throne?
如果以个人来说,
personally,
谁坐在心中的宝座?
Who is sitting in the throne of your
有人啊,
heart?
自己是, 我自己坐在我心中的宝座。
For some people, it is myself.
我喜欢怎么就怎样。
Whatever I want to do, I do.
你凭什么来告诉我?
How are you qualified to rebuke me?
如果这样的话, 我们就没有让主耶稣做王。
If we are like this, we are not letting Jesus become our king.
我们家里谁是当王?
in our family, who is the king?
我们不是要自己当王。
Not ourselves.
我们要做主耶稣当王。
We have to let Jesus become king.
这个是很宝贵的。
This is very precious.
再看回来启示录第四章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 4.
第四章的第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
看那坐着的好像碧玉和红宝石又有红围着宝座好像绿宝石
And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald
第四节宝座的周围又有四个座位其上坐着24位长老身穿白衣头上戴金冠冕
For around the throne were 24 thronesAnd on the thrones, I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads.
第三节这里记载啊，他看到坐在宝座的，好像碧玉红宝石，又有红围着宝座。
In verse 3, it records that John saw the one sitting there was like a jasper and sardius stone in appearance.
为什么用这种宝石来形容神？
So why do they use these precious stones to describe God?
当然神是个灵啊，不是这些宝石。
Of course, God is spirit. He is not stone.
但是以肉体的用物质的东西可以形容最美丽的就是宝石。
But using physical, what we can observe, precious stones are the ones that is the most beautiful.
我们知道一颗宝石有些女生女士们很喜欢一颗钻石几万块还是舍得买，为什么？因为太漂亮了。
We know that a very precious diamond, even though it costs a lot, we will buy because it's so beautiful.
但是神比宝石还更漂亮。
God is more beautiful than these precious stones.
在灵里面呢
In the spirit.
所以如果我们今天看到神的美
So today if we see the beauty of God,
我们会很不一样
We will be different.
我们看看这个出埃及记
Let us turn to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记我们看了第十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记第十九章
Exodus chapter 19
我们来看第十三第十四节
Let's read verse 14
我们从第十六节开始看起
Let's start from verse
16十六节到了第三日早晨在山上有雷轰闪电和密云并脚声甚大营中的百姓进度发癫
Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thundering and lightning and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud so that all the people who were in the camp trembled.
这里记载到摩西在出埃及的时候神向他显现。
It tells us when God appeared to Moses during Exodus.
神就给他看到闪电密云就是跟启示录一样。
And God allowed him to see thunders and lightnings just like in Revelation.
再看二十四章。
Let's turn to chapter 24.
另外一次神也向他显现。
This is another time God appeared to him.
二十四章的第九节。
Chapter 24, verse 9.
摩西、亚伦、拿他、亚比户，并以色列长老中的七十人都上了山。第十节。
10.
他们看见以色列的神，他脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如天色明净。
Chapter 24, verse 9.Then Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet as it were a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity.
11. 他的手不加害以色列的尊者身上，他们观看神，他们又吃又喝。
But on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand, so they saw God, and they ate and drank.
这里看到我们读的这两节圣经啊。大家有没有什么不同的感受呢
So when you read these two verses, what are your feelings?
你问每一个信徒，你对神的感受是什么样？每一个信徒会告诉你不太一样的。
If you ask every member what is your experience of God, there will be nothing. There will be different.
就好像你问以色列百姓，你觉得神是怎么样的
？Just like if you ask the Israelites, what do you think God is like?
有好几个层次。
There are many different levels.
你问普通的百姓，他们说：“哦，好害怕。”
If you ask ordinary citizens,
因为你看，哇，这是神，就是那个冒烟的山啊，那雷轰啊，闪电啊，哎呀，好害怕，最好敬而远之比较好。
They will say that they will be afraid of God because of the thunder and lightnings.
因为他们呢，跟神的距离很远。
Because they have distanced themselves from God.
他们看到了就是神那个严厉的、可怕的一面、审判的一面。
What they have saw is the the justice and the fear of God.
没有错, 神是真的是可畏的, 没有错。
Not someone that they are able to respect.
在天上的宝座这个意象里面呢, 其中的重点就是我们要知道神是可畏的。
In this vision, we need to see that God is someone we have to respect.
啊, 因为神在这里啊,
because God is here.
我们讲话要很小心啊。
We have to be careful what we say.
在教会里面做每一件事情要很小心啊。
Whatever we do in church, we must be careful.
真的神是可畏的。
Because God is respected.
神看到我们每一个人讲每一句话, 心里每个意念啊。
Because God sees what we do and what we say.
所以我们要敬畏神。
Because, and we have to respect God.
但是这里也看到摩西跟那70个长老啊, 还有拿他亚比户亚伦啊, 他们进到山上, 又看到的东西又不太一样。
However, here records that when Moses went up with Aaron, Nadab, and 70 elders, they saw something different.
他们更进一步的就是看到神的美啊。
They saw a different level, which is the beauty of God.
这里就形容了神意象给他们看到, 哇, 在神的脚下, 好像铺着这个蓝宝石啊, 太漂亮了, 如同天色明镜一样。
Here they saw that under his feet was like a paved work of sapphire stone.
有时候在天气很好的时候, 我们坐飞机啊, 啊, 万里无云, 晴空万里, 然后看到下面那个云海啊, 也是觉得很漂亮。
When we ride on the airplane, we see the clear sea of cloud before us, very beautiful.
但是那个还比不上 摩西看到的他们看到的意象,
but it is not comparable to what Moses saw here.
他们看到意象, 他们踩在脚底下的就是蓝宝石铺成的这个地这样子。
Here, whatever the step is like sapphire stone.
很圣洁,
it's very holy.
很美,
very beautiful.
好像进到永恒, 好像时间停顿了。
It's like time has stopped and they have entered into eternity.
就是当你更进一步亲近神的时候, 你会发觉神的美。
So that is when we have drawn closer to God, we have seen His beauty.
跟神很亲近,
we are very close to Him.
心中很清洁,
and our heart is very pure.
这就是靠近宝座的体验就不一样。
So when we draw close to His throne, we experience something different.
一开始是只是看到雷轰啊, 闪电, 哎呀, 很可畏。
In the beginning, we may see lightning and storms, and we are very
但是当你敬畏神的之后,
afraid. But when we respect
你再往靠近一点,
God, and draw closer to Him,
神是很美的。
God is very beautiful.
啊, 有一个弟兄啊,
there was a brother.
他对信仰上一直有一点怀疑。
In his faith, there is always doubt.
他以前有得圣灵,
he had the Holy Spirit.
但是呢, 很久之前的事,
but it was a long time ago.
他一直要向神祷告,
so he prayed
神啊,
to God.
我信仰有点没力。
He said, God, my faith is very weak.
啊, 他心里有点犹疑,
and I have doubts.
他向神祷告,
and in his prayer,
求神给他体验,
he wants God to give him experience.
神啊, 你真的是爱我吗?
God, do you truly love me?
神啊, 他就向神求给他体验。
He asked for an experience.
这个有一天呢, 他在夜, 晚上在梦里面,
so one night in his dreams,
啊, 看到个意象,
he saw a vision.
哦, 他意象里面,
in the vision,
看到很多宝石,
he saw very many precious stones.
这宝石是从来没有看过的,
and these stones they have never seen before.
哦, 他很开心,
he was very happy.
亮晶晶的宝石那么宝贵,
it's very shiny and they're very beautiful.
那他看看里面宝石里面有什么,
so he see what is in this stone.
结果在他, 进去要看清楚的时候,
and once when he entered to see what is in the stone,
啊, 他看到宝石里面写着三个字,
he saw in the stone wrote three words,
I love you, 我爱你,
and it says I love you.
哇, 他在梦里面啊, 记得很清楚,
in his dream he remembered this clearly,
啊, 他就醒过来,
and he woke up.
他觉得这个梦啊, 不是一般的梦,
he felt that this dream was not any ordinary dream.
因为他心里有犹疑,
because in his heart there is doubt.
啊, 神要给他看意象,
and God allowed him to see this vision.
神要跟他讲,
God is saying to him,
我很爱你,
I truly love you.
啊, 他感觉到神的爱,
and he felt the love of God.
所以啊, 圣经说神啊, 太荣耀, 太美了。
In the Bible it says God is truly beautiful and truly glorious.
所以如果我们真的今天有看到神的荣耀, 我们会很羡慕神。
So today if we have truly seen his glory, we will very much respect God.
如果我们看到信仰的价值, 我们就都会世界兴趣就不会那么大。
If we have seen the value of our faith, we will not have so many interests in the world.
今天为什么会有时候很爱世界?
Why are there so many people loving the world today?
说实在,世界是很可爱的。
Truly, this world is very lovable.
世界是很漂亮的。
It is very beautiful.
世界的东西是让我们可以很开心的。
The things in this world will allow us to be happy.
但是为什么人会爱世界呢?
So why are people why do people love this world?
因为他们还看不到神的可爱。
Because they still not are not able to see the love of God.
如果我们还没有看到神的可爱,
if we cannot see the love of God,
还没有看到圣经的可爱,
if we have not seen the lovableness of the
永生的可爱,
Bible, or the lovableness of eternal life,
当然世界就会更可爱了, 因为这个是很暂时的东西啊。
Then the world would become more lovable because it's very temporary.
人都会比较嘛。
People will compare.
对不对? 这个很, 这个人很漂亮。
This is beautiful.
如果这是你唯一看过的一个女生, 啊, 当然她是很漂亮。
If this is the only girl you have seen, of course she's beautiful.
诶, 但是, 哇, 其他的有了比较了出来了。
But if you see other girls, you compare.
一比之下, 那这个, 这个还可以, 可以放下。
Once you compare, you may leave the one you love behind.
对, 这个是人都会比较啊。
People compare.
所以, 如果没有发现神的美哦, 很容易会爱世界。
So if you have not realized the beauty of God, you will love this world.
譬如说你还没有发觉圣经的这个美啊, 读下去那种感受, 那种感动啊, 你就觉得说, 哇, 那个电视比较好看。
For example, if you have not realized the preciousness or beauty of this Bible, you will like watching TV more.
为什么有人就是会喜欢读圣经?
Why do people like reading the Bible?
他已经 被神的话感动了,
because they have been touched by the word of God.
如果你已经发觉祷告的甜美,
if we have realized the sweetness in prayer,
再怎么忙,
then however busy you are, you will find time to pray.
啊, 那被神吸引,
just like you have been attracted to God.
宝座神的教会就是充满了这些属灵的美。
So the throne is filled with the beauty of God.
啊, 看回来启示录第四章,
let's turn back to Revelation chapter 4.
第四节,
verse 4.
第三节最后说也有红围的宝座, 好像绿宝石。
In the end, there were, in chapter, verse 3, it says there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald.
这个红, 彩虹啊, 这是恩典的记号。
The rainbow is the
恩典啊, grace, a sign of grace.
The sign of grace.
一看到彩虹, 哇, 想到神的恩典。
When you see the rainbow, you see the grace of God.
想到这个神没有用红, 没有完全的灭绝。 全人类还留着挪亚, 方舟, 还有活物,
you remember how God did not kill everyone but spared Noah and his family.
看到彩虹, 想起, 神不会再用洪水毁灭世界。
When you see the rainbow, you're reminded that God will not destroy this world using flood.
看到神的怜悯,
you will see God's mercy.
看到神的恩典,
and his grace.
但是我觉得这个世界的人太坏了, 现在。
But I feel like people in this world are too evil.
他们用彩虹来代表什么?
What do they use rainbow to represent?
他们用彩虹来代表犯罪的同性恋。
They use rainbow to represent homosexuality.
这个就是得罪神的这个事情。
This is something that blasphemes against God.
这个是世界已经坏透了，在神面前呢，已经罪恶满盈。
This is a world that is full of sin.
他们把神的恩典的记号用来犯罪的那个代表。
They have used the sign of grace of God to represent sin.
所以啊，真教会啊，在末世真的是要坚持真理。
So the true church has to be steadfast in the truth.
那我看到彩虹的记号，就是说看到神的救恩。
So when we see the rainbow, we see God's salvation.
教会要让人很明显的就看到说，哇，神的救恩在这边。
The church has to let others see that salvation is here.
神要救人的灵魂。
To save the soul of men.
在神的宝座面前会得到恩典，得到施恩呢。
Before the throne of God, you will be saved.
啊, 那看第四节,
that's the verse 4.
啊, 这个宝座的周围啊, 有24个座位。
Around the throne were 24 thrones.
啊, 其上坐着24个长老。
And on the throne, I saw 24 elders.
啊, 身穿白衣, 头戴金冠冕,
clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold.
那很明显啊, 宝座的只有一个, 24个位置, 他们那些不是宝座, 那只是位置而已。
And there is clearly one throne, and there are other 24 seats.
啊, 所以这个宝座是在中心, 但是呢, 有24个座位围着它。
So there is one central throne, and around it surrounds 24 others.
这个是代表神永远是在教会的中心。
This represents that God is always the central part of the church.
其他的工人, 其他的事, 其他的圣工, 都是围绕主耶稣基督来发展的。
All the holy workers and all the holy work is depends on God.
如果今天我们的家不是以主耶稣为中心, 这个家就会出问题。
If in our house we do not have God as our center,
很快的,
there will be problems.
也会有快的很快的, 这个一定会出问题的, 儿女会出问题, 夫妻会出问题。
And you can see very fast that there will be problems with it between parents and children.
因为不是以主耶稣中心啊, 你没有办法把所有的东西拉在一起。
Because if you do not have God at the center, you cannot pull people together.
我们看教会也是一样。
We see the church, it's the same.
教会啊，如果不是以主耶稣为中心的话，
if God is not the center part of the church,
会出问题的。
There will be problems.
会分裂的。
It will separate.
会那个焦点啊，会错误的。
And our focus will be wrong.
教会就是以主耶稣为中心。
God is, the church has to place God as a center.
但是在主耶稣中心之下，围着主耶稣的宝座的，这是有24个长老。
So around the throne, surrounding the throne were 24 elders.
为什么说是长老呢？
Why elders?
当然就是属灵上比较高深的，比较有灵修的代表。
And it is representing those who are spiritually more experienced.
其实不是只是只有长老，今天教会安利的长老而已。
So these elders do not just represent the elders we appoint in the church.
其实啊，主耶稣有讲。
Here, Jesus says.
我们看马太福音呢。
In Matthew.
十九章。
Chapter 19.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
十九章二十八节。
19:28.
十九章二十八节。
19:28.
耶稣说：“我实在的告诉你们，你们这跟从我的人，到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上，审判以色列十二个支派。”
So Jesus said to them, "Assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel."
耶稣这里跟随他的人讲。
So Jesus here said to his followers.
当然。跟他讲了，他跟他们讲，包括十二个门徒了
，and that includes his disciples.
但是呢，也包括所有跟随主的人。
But it also includes people who follow him.
以后啊，跟随主的人到复兴的时候，要跟人子坐在十二个宝座上，要审判十二个支派。
He told them that when in the regeneration, they will also sit with him to judge the 12 tribes.
这个代表什么意思
？What does this represent?
这是与主一同作王。
That means to become king with Christ.
教会在地上是主耶稣王权的表现。
The church in this world is the representation of God's throne.
以后呢，圣徒也要跟主耶稣一起审判世界。
In the end, in the afterlife, we will judge the people.
所以这个二十四个长老就是这个预表。
So the 24 elders is representation of.
我们看回来启示录的第四章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 4.
有闪第五节。
Verse 5.
有闪电，声音雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。
And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
这里说除了有二十四个长老之外，其实在宝座的周围啊，有神的七灵。
So beside the throne, there are the spirit of God.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
不是神有七个灵。
It doesn't mean God has seven spirits.
而是神的完全的灵，神的圣灵是完全的。
The spirit of God is complete.
神的圣灵啊，在教会里面呢，是看透一切的。
The spirit of God in the church sees through everything.
我们看诗篇的139篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 139.
诗篇139篇。
Psalm 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇第七节。
Psalm 139 verse 7。
诗篇一三九篇第七节。
Psalm 139 verse 7。
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里躲避你的面？第八节。
Eight。
我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
Verse 7, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there.
神的灵就是无处不在的，遍在的灵。
The spirit of God is omniscient and is everywhere.
尤其是神在教会当中啊，很清楚教会的状况。
Especially in the church of God, the spirit knows everything.
有时候我们会担心的，哎呀，这种事情发生怎么办？
Sometimes you worry if this happens, what will happen? What will happen?
神难道不知道吗？
Does God not know this?
神知道。
Of course, God knows.
神比我们早知道。
And He knows it before us.
神不但只知道问题。
He not only knows the problem.
神也知道每一个人的心思意念。
He knows all of our hearts.
我们是看到表面。
We only see the surface.
神呢，直接看到里面了。
God will directly see in the inner side.
我们看到现在。神看到将来。
We see the present, God will see the future.
所以我们在真教里面有信心。
So in the true church, we have faith.
神是看清每一件事情的。
God will see through everything.
我们人是看不清楚。
Something that we cannot see.
但是神是七灵，他在教会里面完全监察。
God is seven spirit that goes around the church to see everything.
没有一件事情可以逃离神的眼睛。
Nothing can escape His eyesight.
我们都在这个神的视线之下。
We are all under His eyesight.
如果这里有一百个 CCTV 摄影机，大家会可能会很紧张，哇，到处都在照我。
If there are 100 cameras recording us, everyone will be afraid.
今天那个奥运会开幕啊。
Today is the opening of the Olympics.
那个俄罗斯那个政府已经警告说，那边现在保安很严，很严的，所以你去的话肯定会被录影，你走在街上每一个角落都会被录影。
Now the Russian government warned that if you walk on the streets, you will be recorded.
他警告那些恐怖分子啊，那些坏人啊，小心一点啊！你不要以为你做什么会抓不到，肯定抓得到。
He's warning all the terrorists that if you do anything, you will be recorded.
俄罗斯以前那些秘密警察啦，那些间谍啊，特别多。
And because in Russia there are many spies.
基本上什么恐怖分子放了什么炸弹，没几天就一定抓到了。
So whatever bombs the terrorists may plant, the spies will find out.
有时候我们想，人都可以做到那么厉害啊。
So sometimes we think if man can do this,
神呢更是看透我们。
Then God will do even more.
所以有这种心态，我们在神的面前就有那种敬畏的心。
So if we have this heart, that we'll be more respectful of God.
神的七灵啊，在宝座前啊。
His seven spirits are before the throne.
再来啊，第六节。
Let's turn look up. Verse 6.
宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。请读。
Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal.
这句话很宝贵啊。
This is a precious verse.
讲了那么多宝座，很热闹，但是呢，有一个很强调一点，就是宝座前呢是很平静的。
There are many descriptions of the throne, but here it says it is very peaceful.
为什么强调玻璃海呢？
What is it emphasized on the sea of glass?
海是不平静的。
The sea is not very peaceful.
但是玻璃海呢，就是完全平静的。
But the sea of glass is very smooth and peaceful.
是什么意思？
What does it represent?
有神的地方就会有平安，也会有平静。
The place where God resides, there is peace.
如果一个人心呢，没有神。
If a person's heart do not have God.
没有神作王。
God is not ringing in his heart.
他的心呢，会静不下来的。
Then his heart cannot be calm.
譬如说欲望就是一种风浪。
And just like the storms of the sea.
没有风就不会有浪嘛。没有欲望的话，人心就很平静。欲望太大，心中就一直不平静。
And there are many thoughts within his heart, and his heart will not be calm.
为什么人会有私欲的斗争？
Why do men fight against his own desires?
罪在里面。
Because there is sin.
但是如果有神来当王了。
But if God is ringing in his heart.
神可以让这个风浪平静下来的。
And God will allow his heart and his storm to be calmed.
主耶稣在世上的时候，就是会平静风浪。
In the world, Jesus calms the storm.
主耶稣对于那个风浪说：“住了吧，静了吧。”
Jesus said, "Be still."
不要再打了。
Do not.
不要再吹了。够了。
Stop blowing.
住了吧，静了吧。
Enough. Be still.
那个风浪都要听他的。
Then the storm will hear his voice.
这是代表主耶稣有非常一个强大的平静安稳的力量。
That represents God has a very powerful ability to let things become calm.
如果我们的心呢，才能静不下来。
If our heart cannot be calm,
很多怨恨
，there are many hatred,
很多苦毒
，many worries,
很多负面的情绪
，many negative thoughts.
很可能不是主耶稣在你心里当王。
Then God may not be ringing in your heart.
哎呀，心呢静不下来，每天每分每秒都不开心的。
If your heart cannot be calm, then you're not happy.
那小心呢？谁当王呢？自己想想看。
You have to be careful who is the king.
是不是欲望、仇恨
？Your desires, your hatred.
如果魔鬼当王的话，肯定里面风风雨雨。
If Satan is your king, there will be storms in your heart.
我们要请主耶稣来当王。
You have to invite Jesus to become king.
心中就会像玻璃海。
Then our heart will be like a glass of sea.
家里也是一样。
In the family, it's the same.
如果你的家是主耶稣是做主的
，In our family, if God is our king,
家里很平静
，Then our family will be very peaceful.
你可以控制自己的脾气
，You can control our temper.
夫妻很同心
，The husband and wife is very.
再讲大一点，教会
，In the church.
如果教会是让主耶稣做王
，If in the church we allow God to be our king,
这个教会啊，没有什么风雨的。
And this church will not have many storms.
吹不起来了，吹一下就没有了。哎，没有火，火缺了柴啊，就熄灭了，吹不下去了。
You cannot blow anything just like a fire without any wood.
因为主耶稣做王了，吵什么？
Because if God is king, how, what can you do?
主耶稣说够了，住了吧，静了吧。
If God says, be still,
哇，就很平静。
Then everything will be calm.
教会要平静才有发展。
The church needs to be calm in order to progress.
教会不平静，讲什么，做什么都没有用。
If the church is not calm, whatever we do cannot be fulfilled.
使徒时代就是这样。
In the apostolic times, it's like this.
为什么教会会发展？
Why did the church progress?
我们看使徒行传呢。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
第九章。
The book of Acts, chapter 9.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
使徒九章的三十一节。
Acts 9:31.
那时，犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安。被建立，凡是敬畏主、蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied.
你看，教会发展根本都不用追求发展，这里说是一个很自然的一个成长的现象。
So here the church multiplied not because they pursued it, but because they have peace.
第一就是。大家都得平安。
The first thing is they all have peace.
教会平平安安的，没有什么大事发生。
If there is peace, nothing big is happening.
外面也没有什么大事逼迫。
And there are no persecutions coming from outside.
里面呢，问题又解决了。
And inside there are no problems.
里面外面也静，里面也静。
Outside, inside, they're all peaceful.
圣灵就安慰大家了。
And the Holy Spirit comforts everyone.
那么他们就很敬畏主了。
And they fear the Lord.
人数就自然就增加了。
And naturally, they multiplied.
这个是非常自然的。
This is a natural process.
所以玻璃海是很宝贵的。
So the sea of glass is very precious.
我们要追求我们的教会啊，像玻璃海。
We have to pursue so that this church will be like the glass of sea.
在另外一个教会啊，另外一个我们的教会。
In another of our churches.
有一次我在车上跟另外一个同工在聊天。
In a car, I was talking to a member.
这个同工啊，他是在公司上班。
And this member was working in a company.
平常工作很忙。
And he was very busy.
他也很爱主啊，做教会圣工。
And he loved God, and he performs holy work.
他是在做这个科技的工作。
And he is in the tech industry.
那我跟他说，哇，你很辛苦啊，那上班那个压力应该很大哦。
So I told him you must be very busy of any stress in your job.
四五十岁还要当那种科技的那个员工啊，那个脑力的要求很高啊。
In his 40s and 50s, being a tech industry, you need a very advanced mind.
他跟我说，哎，他喊了一声，哎，叹气。
And then he sighed.
他说啊，公司的辛苦还是小事。
He said, the worries, the toils of the company is small thing.
最近教会里面内部的一些问题。
In the church, there are some problems currently.
更头痛。
It is even more worrisome.
他说上班啊，一个礼拜五天已经够累了。
Now, once you you go to work for 5 days.
我希望来到教会就是平平安安、安安静静，大家敬畏神啊，敬拜神，团契，这个就是最好的。
When you come to church, you want to have fellowship and be at peace.
这是工人，在一个工人的时候讲的话。
This is something that workers often say.
信徒的心声也是这样。
And oftentimes, members' heart is also the same.
他们希望来到教会，就是来到一片玻璃海。
Members want to come to the church just like a sea of glass.
敬拜神。
To worship God.
体验神。
To experience God.
看见神。
To see God.
享受神。
To enjoy God.
当然了，信仰就会进步了。
And naturally, our faith will increase.
所以我们要常常为教会祷告。
So we have to pray for the church often.
求神帮助我们的教会平静安稳，像玻璃海。
To ask God to allow our church to be calm like a glass of sea.
大家尊主为大。
So that everyone will uphold God as
the
highest.
神就会加给得救的人在我们当中。
And naturally, God will be with us.
来唱诗512首。
Let's sing hymn 512.